This is News Today with WDW News Today. I'm Tom Corliss of WDWNT.com, and here now are the top Disney park stories from around the world for February 7th, 2022. Well, before we get to that, I want to talk about Carousel of Products, because in case you missed it, a couple weeks ago we released this shirt. For those of you who are alive for Horizons, you may enjoy it. And maybe if you weren't. If you think this is good, you should have seen Horizons. It's available now for $20. And I want to preview, in honor of Valentine's Day, we're doing couple shirts, although you don't need to be in a couple to own them, but we thought they were cute together, celebrating our Valentine this year, Sunny Eclipse of Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe. So there you have live daily at Cosmic Rays Starlight Cafe, Sunny Eclipse. This is the Sunny Eclipse shirt. And then, of course, who backs up Sunny Eclipse? Of course, it's the lovely Space Angels. So we also have a Space Angel shirt. So there you go. Those will be available starting on Thursday. So make sure you check out carouselproducts.com. And I'm going to throw those away. There they go. The Smithsonian's National Museum of American History is seeking photos taken at Disneyland or Walt Disney World that reflect personal guest experiences. Submitted photos and stories might appear in a future exhibit. Here's their description of what they want. Quote, photos of you, your friends, and your families at Disneyland or Walt Disney World, and the story of what the photograph and visit mean to you. When was the visit and with whom? What feelings did it evoke for you? We want to see photographs that show Disney parks as you experience them. Posing with characters, kids worn out and sleeping, families, couples, individuals, peoples of all abilities, ethnicities, ages, on rides, eating together, looking at maps, everyday stuff. All decades and time periods, especially as Disney parks change and evolve over time. We love candid and posed, even fingers on the lenses are okay. We can crop photos for composition, so don't hold back on blurry or double exposed photos. We won't be able to use all the images we receive as we have limited space. Privacy and permissions rules will also impact which images we can use. If you aren't the child in the photo or their guardian, we won't be able to use photos in which a child's face is identifiable. Same for Disney cast members. Guests can send photos to nmah-disneystories@si.edu with a few sentences about it, as well as name and contact info. You can now complete your 1970s Magic Kingdom map-inspired outfit with a bucket hat by Spirit Jersey. It's part of the Vault collection. This bucket hat has the same print as the recently released Spirit Jersey and Crocs. Mickey's face is on the front of the hat with Walt Disney World in white letters. You can spot different Magic Kingdom landmarks as well as vintage Magic Kingdom and Walt Disney World logos all over the hat. Different hats may look slightly different. Ours had Magic and the Rocks from 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea on the top. It has a Spirit Jersey tag on one seam, and the interior of the hat is white. We found it at the Main Street Cinema at the Magic Kingdom for $44.99. In addition to the four large figures and mystery pins, there are now mystery boxes of small figurines inspired by the Disney Fab 50 character collection statues. The first series of mystery boxes includes 10 of the 50 figures, and we found them on sale in the Emporium at the Magic Kingdom. Figures come inside a blue box with the iridescent 50th anniversary logo. Series 1 boxes contain one of the following 10 characters. There's Mickey, Pooh and Piglet, Stitch, Dumbo and Timothy Mouse, the Mad Hatter, the Cheshire Cat, Edna Mode, Dory and Nemo, Tinkerbell, and Figment. We unbox the Mad Hatter first. They come on blue bases with the 50th anniversary logo on the bottom. Next up was Dumbo, then open Stitch, and the Cheshire Cat, Mickey Mouse, and finally Tinkerbell. That's all we got so far. Of course we didn't get Figment in the first try, because that's my life. To wait in a 7-hour line for it, maybe. Another dress by The Dress Shop, inspired by the 50th anniversary, has arrived at Walt Disney World. The new dress is white with a subtle embroidered pattern of Mickey heads and castle silhouettes. A gold chain runs through the neckline with a charm hanging from the center. The charm is the 50th logo with the jeweled Mickey Mouse head in the zero. The embroidery comes across as silvery, but upon closer inspection, it's multicolored. The dress has a zipper on the back, and we found it at the Uptown Jewelers for $168. A Walt Disney World exclusive 50th anniversary Cinderella Castle Funko Pop set is now available at the Magic Kingdom. Set includes a figure of Cinderella Castle with its 50th anniversary paint scheme and a gold Mickey Mouse. A version of the set where Mickey is in color has been available for pre-order online. We found this Funko in the Emporium at the Magic Kingdom for $39.99. From figures to ornaments, there's no end to all the 50th merchandise surrounding the Fab 50 statues. I alluded to this already. There's now the first in a series of mystery pin boxes containing 18 possible pins. There's three in each box of the Fab 50. The pins come in these blue boxes with the 50th logo on the front. Pictured are the 18 possible characters in each box. Series 1 contains Mickey, Donald, Pluto, Chip and Dale, the Cheshire Cat, Lumiere and Cogsworth, Dante, BB-8, Frozone, the Little Orange Bird, Dumbo and Timothy Mouse, Pooh and Piglet, Olaf, Pua and Hey-Hey, Flounder and Sebastian, Stitch, Abu, and Bambi and Thumper. Each box contains, again, 3 of those pins for $21.99. There's also a map which you can put these on. The map features iconic buildings from across Walt Disney World, much like a lot of the anniversary merchandise. Sites include the 4 park icons, as well as the Hall of Presidents, the Millennium Falcon, the Walt Disney World Railroad, and more. A small gold pin with the castle and the 50th logo are also included as part of the mat. It costs $24.99. Anyone can be a Disney princess with the new mini ear headband now available at Walt Disney World. It's an updated version of the princess ear headband released a few years back. The headband and ears are a soft pink, and unlike the old ear headband, the sequins covering the ears are multicolored. There are mostly pink sequins, but also green, blue, purple, yellow, black, and more. Instead of jewels, the tiara in the center is inlaid with white pearls. We found these ears at the Emporium for $29.99. A new magic band featuring Tiana from The Princess and the Frog is now available. The box has a mint green lid with Tiana pictured among pink and white flowers. On the side of the box, it says, "Be you, it's beautiful." The bottom is white and covered in more flowers, lily pads, and leaves. The magic band is the same mint green color. This magic band is an edition size of 3,000, and on the band, Tiana is pictured in her green wedding dress and tiara. We found it at the Frontier Trading Post at the Kingdom for $39.99. The new horse-themed The Disney Steeds Dooney and Burke collection is now available. These bags and magic band can be found in the Uptown Jewelers at Magic Kingdom. These bags are white with a pattern of Disney horses. Subtle sketches of trees, castles, and houses are in the background. The bags have brown piping and straps, and the collection includes a tote, crossbody, satchel, and a magic band. You can check them all out on our website. Signs have popped up next to 5 of the Fab 50 character statues at Epcot, next to Figment, Pooh and Hey-Hey, Olaf and Bruni, and Miguel and Dante, as well as Rocket and Groot. You can now scan a QR code that will bring you to a series of videos about the making of the statues. The first of the 5 videos is with Figment. It's called All in the Details. You can watch it as artists sculpt some of your favorite Disney characters. And using digital models, sculptors are able to include more detail than ever before. The series highlights the artistry behind the collection, part of the Walt Disney World 50th anniversary celebration. The second video is called Getting It Just Right with Pua and Hey-Hey from Moana. And after the characters are digitally sculpted, full-size 3D prints are created. The 3D printed parts are then fully assembled and staged. The third video with Olaf and Bruni from Frozen 2 is called Molding Magic. Wax rods are then applied to the 3D printed molds to allow the molten bronze to reach all parts of the mold properly. Next, artists pour the molten bronze into the molds. The fourth video is called Putting It All Together, is with Miguel and Dante. It's now time for molding. When the sculptures go to mold, they have to be cut into different pieces so the metal can be pulled out once it is cast. Once the pieces are put back together, characters are looked over to ensure the silhouette and proportions are correct. And the fifth and final video with Rocket and Groot from Guardians of the Galaxy is called The Big Finish. Ready for final touches, using a blowtorch and airbrush, artists heat the bronze and spray acid on it to give it a chosen color. The amount of heat and type of solution creates the different colors. Pretty fascinating. We spotted a couple of new Spaceship Earth-inspired clothing pieces at the Creation Shop in Epcot. The button-up jacket is a gray off-white color. It has the classic Spaceship Earth pattern on the collar, the front pockets, and the lining of the jacket at the bottom and on the sleeves. There are 2 button-up pockets on the front of the jacket. The front of the jacket is made of an almost sheer material. There are also buttons on the sleeves. The jacket costs $79.99. This is weird because you may remember when Creation Shop opened, they had a whole line of stuff. They had the Spaceship Earth backpack and all this stuff. And you may remember the jacket. I wore it on the show on News Tonight a couple times. The jacket was very different and I think kind of cooler. So it's weird that they didn't just reorder that stuff. They've instead made this sort of replacement line so that it seems almost as if that initial line of Creation Shop merchandise is not going to return, would be the theory, because they've kind of developed a line of merchandise that has replaced it. So sadly, if you didn't get the original jacket and the original merchandise, the mug and pants and all that, I think you might be out of luck. But again, back to the new stuff. We also spotted these brightly colored Spaceship Earth inspired shorts. We're not totally sure if these are technically athletic shorts, as they seem to be made of a sort of swim material. And you could tie them with a blue drawstring. The shorts cost $36.99. The Mickey and Friends Motorcade will be coming to an end next week after a year and a half of performances at Disney's Hollywood Studios. When the parks reopened in July of 2020, the motorcade was one of the only ways to see Mickey, Minnie, and the gang. The final day of the Mickey and Friends motorcade will be February 12th, 2022. And after that, characters from the motorcade will still make physically distanced appearances throughout the park. And in fact, Mickey will return to Red Carpet Dreams, his meet and greet location, the next day, February 13th, for a character sighting. Minnie has been there back at that location since November of last year. A new group of baby Nigerian dwarf goats has joined the herd at Kilimanjaro Safaris at Animal Kingdom. Dr. Mark Penning shared photos of the goats exploring their new home on Instagram. Penning wrote, quote, Nigerian dwarf goats play a big role in protecting local wildlife and their habitats in Africa. The milk they produce is sold in local markets, allowing communities to rely less on wildlife for income. We look forward to seeing these kids on our next safari. The fountains outside of Dinosaur at Animal Kingdom were turned off and some areas were blocked as the courtyard of the ride is refurbished. Aladar, the dinosaur on display in the main fountain, was looking splotchy our last visit, but now he is completely gray with gray primer. Aladar is supposed to be a blue-green color, but the years of sitting in the sun and being splashed with water had created many faded areas, but now he is getting ready for a whole new coat. We're very excited to see Dinosaur get some love. Of course, Aladar is an iguanodon and the main character of Disney's Dinosaur. He's also in the dinosaur attraction, even though originally it was called Countdown to Extinction. He wasn't the original statue there. There was actually a different dinosaur in the fountain back in 1998. A new mystery pin box has soared into Disney's Animal Kingdom, and it's themed to the Festival of the Sky, Disney's Kite Tales. The collection consists of 12 pins, each representing different decorative kites from the Kite Tales viewing area. Each box contains two randomly selected pins from the collection. You have a chance of getting Simba, Zazu, or Rafiki from The Lion King, Bagheera, King Louie, or Shere Khan from The Jungle Book, Miko from Pocahontas, my personal favorite, Pua and Hei from Moana, and Nemo, Crush, and Mr. Ray from Finding Nemo. The 12th pin you could get is a Mystery Chaser. We found this pin set at one of the outdoor carts just outside of Expedition Everest at Animal Kingdom. A couple of new Tomorrowland-themed tops have just landed at Walt Disney World. We spotted these at Disney Style in Disney Springs. In the collection, there's a ladies' crop top, a crew neck, a hoodie, and a t-shirt. Head on over to our website to check it all out. Gideon's Bakehouse posted on their Instagram the other day that a specialty item of theirs will now be a permanent staple of their menu, the Rainbow Crunch Cake. This fluffy three-layer vanilla confetti cake is covered with extraordinary multicolored marshmallow buttercream and laced with Mega Crunch Rainbow Crumbs. This cake was formerly a limited edition item at Gideon's, but now it's a permanent staple available every Friday with no end date. The cake slice costs $10. Swing on by Scat Cats Club at Disney's Port Orleans Resort French Quarter for some new limited time beignets. Scat Cats has always had the Mickey-shaped beignets, but there are currently special Valentine's Day versions. There's a Valentine's Mickey beignet and a Valentine's Baton Rouge beignet, which is alcoholic. The Mickey-shaped beignet is drizzled with cinnamon candy drizzle and Valentine's Day quins with crushed cinnamon candies. Cost $3.49. When you order the Valentine's Day Baton Rouge beignets, you'll get two beignets drizzled with cinnamon candy drizzle and Valentine's Day quins, again, with crushed cinnamon candies filled with Fireball. They cost $10.99. You can head on over to our website for reviews of these items and more. Half of the newly converted resort studios of the Big Pine Key building at Disney's Grand Floridian Resort and Spa have been added to the condominium association by Disney Vacation Club, reports DVC News. There are a total of 202 of these Phase 2 units, and 101 were added to the ground lease, declaration of condominium, and membership agreement. These rooms make up most of the third floor and the entirety of the fourth and fifth floors of the building. The filings with Orange County Comptroller, including diagrams of various room types, including two relatively standard room types, tower rooms and end cap rooms. There will be four tower rooms on levels 2 through 5 and four end cap rooms on levels 1 through 4. A fourth room type not yet revealed in these latest filings will be unique to floors 1 and 2. Whether a room has a balcony and the exact view, lake view, theme park view, or standard varies. 82 of the 101 rooms have connecting doors, and the rooms at Big Pine Key are expected to be available to members by this summer. The Turf Club Bar and Grill at Disney Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa is the most recent in a series of restaurant reopenings as things around Walt Disney World continue to slowly return to normal. A new menu debuted with the reopening, and we stopped in to check it out. Head on over to our website to read the full review. Lots of good stuff over there. For the absolute latest Disney Parks news, head on over to WDWNT.com and follow us on your favorite social media platforms or even on TikTok. And don't forget on Thursdays to watch Disneyland News Today. That's our new show where we cover all of the Disneyland Resort news of the week. This program is brought to you by our official travel agent sponsor, The Vacationeer, the engineers of your next magical vacation. Sit back and let their team of vacation planning experts craft your family's next magical trip. The best part, their services are free. Visit WDWNT.travel for details. If you're enjoying the show, be sure to like this video, subscribe to WDW News Today on YouTube for more great content, and click the bell for notifications. Also, hit select all notifications so you never miss an episode of the show. You can also support the entire team behind this show by joining the WDWNT Inner Globe Society at patreon.com/WDWNT. Now, for the moment, you've actually probably all been watching the show, for we have a giveaway. As you know, we're coming towards the end of the Epcot International Festival of the Arts for this year, for 2022. So we're giving away an item from the festival. This is it's a plastic plate shaped like an artist palette. I don't know what you really do with it. I guess you could use it. It's kind of useless. So in order to enter this giveaway, we need you to do a couple things. You need to hit that like button. You need to subscribe. And in the comments below, you can certainly leave all sorts of comments about any of the stories and anything else in general you'd like to about the show today. But somewhere in that comment, please be sure to put the words useless plate. You'll be entered to win this giveaway if you put the word useless plate, and we will choose a winner later in the week and we'll contact you. But again, please leave a comment. Again, you can leave comments about any story you want or about the show, how much you love the show, even if you hate the show, why not? But please be sure to use the words useless plate to enter to win. It's a Figment plate, though. It's very cute. For the worldwide leader in Disney Parks news, this is Tom Corliss saying, enjoy the rest of your today. Have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
Welcome to Unplanned Downtime, a new home for creative, innovative, and outlandish programming made for Disney fans, including Cosmic Read Live, discussions and Imagineering attractions, Deep in the Plus, reviewing the catalog on Disney Plus, Ink and Paint, celebrating female voices in the Disney fandom, Boxed In, opening mystery packages and viewer mail, Picky Eaters, trying to eat our way across Disney restaurants, WDWNT The RPG, a tabletop adventure set in Tokyo Disney Sea, and more of your favorites. Subscribe now at unplanneddowntime.com. Remember, it's not an accident, it's unplanned downtime.